Today, talking about Erickson Public Library, kind of wrapping up the month of October, finding out what's going on in November, and typically we would be, I was going to say plagued by Mr. Z.
Aww.
Mr. Z would be here, but you guys gave him the day off?
Well, you know, occasionally we all need a break, does. I guess.
He's doing
training today, okay. So I will be impersonating him today. Okay. Hopefully I'll do a good job.
Rhonda Kelly here, and new to the team, Tammy Troop. Welcome, Eats. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She is the new adult librarian, and we'll be handling a lot of those tasks, and we're going to hear more about that. But so we always start pretty much with Mr. Z and hitting what's going. First of all, let's talk about what's wrapping up here in October. You got a few things still going on.
Yeah, so we still have, it feels like, you know, October's a little longer of a month. So on Tuesday, we have a junk journaling program. We have a wonderful local volunteer who does junk journaling herself and was interested in bringing it to the library. So she's bringing all her supplies. Everything will be supplied to you, including the journal. We'll be pulling out some fun craft supplies on our end as well. And our wonderful tag group at the library will be helping to set up for that program. So that is this coming Tuesday, October the 28th.
Okay.
Evening one? Yes, that's an evening program. Yeah, yep. Okay. Yep. And it's open to all ages. Okay. So, you know, middle school students up through seniors. If you want to come learn about junk journaling, we invite you to come on out.
Come in. Improve your skill.
Exactly. Okay. Absolutely.
We got a few other regular things coming up.
Yeah. Well. So we have our regular Stitch Night, always the first and third Wednesday of the month. And when there's a fifth Wednesday, we call it Bonus Stitch Night.
Okay.
So we have Bonus Stitch Night this week. So we gather down in the children's department around the fireplace area. And again, that's open to all ages. And we do have middle school students that attend that up till seniors. Okay. So it's a great age. You know, it's all ages that come out to that, and it's great to see the younger ones. A lot of them do crocheting, but we have people who cross stitch, who embroider, knit. So if you do any type of fiber arts or needlework, come on out.
Or if you want to learn.
Yes. Now, we don't have like an actual instructor present, but everybody is so helpful. If you have questions, we have supplies at the library as well. Mm-hmm. We have extra crochet hooks and knitting needles and yarn. So if you want to come and have someone kind of help you get started, we definitely have had people do that in the past. So it's a fun group.
Does it keep growing? Or
it does.
I'm guessing a base group that keeps showing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they bring friends and somebody else will learn about it.
Yeah. It's always evolving. So I think the smallest group we've had has been maybe five or six. And the largest we've had, sometimes we've had upwards of like 14 to 16 people.
Sure.
So yeah. It just depends what everybody has going on in their lives at the moment. But
All right. What's going on for the children's side of things?
Okay. So we'll start with the kids. So this program was started quite a while ago and it's been continuing and it's been wonderful. We've had great feedback. Sign with me story time. So in November, it will be Tuesday, November 4th at 6:30. And we have somebody who comes who will do sign language during the story time and teach those attending.
Oh, you can say her name. It's Jane.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. Yeah. She's been doing a wonderful job. So we're so thankful for her for offering, you know, her expertise.
And especially for young people to see it done, they pick it up a lot faster.
Yes. It's one of those things that it's best to start when you're young, because it's a much easier to pick up at that age. And it's a great introduction. So
she's been doing this for a while.
Yes. I don't know exactly when she started, but it's definitely been, I know it was through the summer and I believe we started it before the summertime. So yeah, it's been very popular.
Was this one of those where she offered?
Yes. Or? Yeah. She actually attends Books at the Brewery.
Okay.
And I believe she had a conversation with Candy and said, I don't know if you've ever offered this at the library, but this is something that I'm versed in. And I would love to offer it. So we are so thankful. We have so many wonderful people, like so supportive of the library, who
do things like that.
Yeah.
That's on the 4th, right?
That is, yes, Tuesday, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. So in the children's department.
Okay.
And Mr. Z is having fun with science at the library.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I know what that's like. Do it at the library instead of at home.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So come have fun with Mr. Z for After School Science Thursday, November 13th at 4 p.m. And I will say we were talking about the end of October. You actually have time to come on out next week on Thursday, October 30th. Mm-hmm. He will have after school, and I believe that is spooky science because it's close to Halloween. So,
once again, better to do it at the library.
Yes, yes, for all concerned, yeah. including Mr. Z. And then starting November 3rd, and it's going to run through December 31st, we are offering a winter reading program that's in conjunction with our friends at Texas Roadhouse out of Ames. So we're really excited. They are providing prizes. So this will be for children ages 12 and under. You sign up and then you will read three books. And once you've read three books, you stop by the library and you'll be getting a bookmark when you sign up. So you list your three book titles, come by and get a librarian to sign your bookmark, and then you can take that to Texas Roadhouse for a free kids meal.
All right.
So thank you to Texas Roadhouse for that. So
good.
Yeah.
She's got her notes all over.
I do. You know, it's hard to keep all of this in your head. You try, but. And then we are very thankful for another wonderful partner. YSS has been coming in and doing monthly programs for us, for the kids. And in November, it's going to be I'm Thankful For. And that is going to be on Tuesday, November 18th at 4 p.m. in the children's department. And I will let you know there's always snacks. They bring snacks. So, okay. Yeah. If nothing else, we'll bring people out snacks.
Yeah,
that's how we get you. So that is the highlights of what we have going on for the kids. And of course, regular story times, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Saturday story time, which I do, which I love doing, will be the first and third Saturdays in November, the 1st and the 15th at 10 a.m. So come on out.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will mention that there are a couple holidays in November to take note of. So we are closed at the library on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day, to honor Veterans Day. And then, of course, at the end of November is Thanksgiving. So we will be closed all day on Thursday, November 27th and Friday, November 28th. But we will reopen our regular hours on Saturday, November 29th at 9:30.
Nothing new there.
So, nope. That's pretty much every year, but it's always a good reminder. I think Veterans Day is one of those holidays. You know, people were asking, are you guys closed on, you know, Columbus Day? No, we actually were open that day, but closed Veterans Day. So
that's what. Okay.
Yeah.
Plenty of other regular things going. It is. Oh, I got to ask you, because you were part of the haunted tour.
Yes, our library.
The haunted houses. This was, last weekend?
It was last week, yep.
Yeah, so library was one of them.
We were.
And how'd it go? I mean, people learned a lot of history, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I heard that it went really well. I was actually not there that evening. Mm-hmm. Our lovely library director, Jamie Williams, took that one on. But I heard great feedback. I heard people had a lot of fun. And I like that they did, you know, there was three different tours.
Sure.
So the library was included on one of those, but each tour included different buildings in Boone. And thanks to Shops on Story, because they've been great and instrumental in providing some of these really fun activities in Boone. So.
Hey, and the library likes to be included.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Yeah, no, we've partnered with Shops on Story for a few things before. So we are happy that there is so many wonderful community partners helping to bring fun events to Boone. So,
all right. Yeah. I'm going to switch over. We'll let Tammy take
sure.
over for you if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Give my voice a little break.
We do. First, we let people got to introduce you to everybody. So the adult librarian, now tell them a little bit about yourself. How you got into being a librarian?
Sure. This is my second week as the adult librarian for Erickson Public Library.
Okay. New
blood. But I'll have to say it's my 20th year as a librarian. And I started in a little town little public library in Ohio, where I'm from, called Canal Fulton. And I told folks that canal boats in Canal Fulton are like trains in Boone. So, you know, I'm used to that transportation history as part of that, you know, town fabric. And I'm really looking forward to just digging into Boone's history and getting to know the town, getting to know the folks. Because I love that layers. And so working there, I, you know, just kind of got this drive to just see more of the country, learn more about the country. And I worked for the Montana Historical Society for a couple of years, dragged my family across the country. And then, you know, we found our way to Boone, of all places. I had worked for one of the universities and then just kind of stepped back from academic library work and looked around and was like, you know what I miss? I miss being part of a small town. I miss being part of public library experience and, you know, just digging into local history. So I'm bringing a background in historic preservation, my library degree, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing what good things we can do here.
Okay. So you've had so far probably just reviewing some of the things that have been done by your predecessor, I'm guessing, and some things will continue, I'm guessing, and some things might change, or you'll bring in new things.
Yeah, absolutely. Candy did a great job setting up some programs here, and so I'm looking forward to, you know, I think I said, you know, stepping into the traces, just stepping in where I can help and furthering what Candy's done, and I want to continue Candy's traditions and programs around arts and crafts, but I also want to bring in a few different things. You know, I have a background in technology, so I want to, you know, just have some tech courses, and, you know, I cannot let go of history, so I'll try to find some local history. So if you know any experts in local history, drop their names, because I'm always interested.
See how we can tie that all together. I recently attended the Historical Society's History of the Linwood Park Cemetery, so, and again, pretty interesting to see a lot of those things. And again, like during the haunted tour, history of the library in particular. So we got that. So what kind of adult programmings do you have going on here as we get into November?
Sure. So the last week of October, as Rhonda said, it's still very focused on the teens and the children's programming, just finishing out that month of October. And in November, I have had the opportunity to plan a couple programs. So first of all, every Saturday from 9:30 to 1, we have a writer's workshop. And if you're a local writer, if you're a local dabbler in the written craft, come on out. It's a really great group, and they have some good processes for peer review and feedback. And then on 8th, we are having a guest writer, Karen Menzel, who's going to be speaking from 10 to 11 a.m. And then in addition to that, we have our Books at the Brewery on November 10th at 7 p.m. And then on the 12th, I have a program, Spot a Scam, Stop a Scam. So, you know, there are so many people out there ready to just take your money, whatever.
They come up with new things like every week.
Every week. And it's so convincing. And, you know, they've got the time to just sit down and put some thought into how they're going to get your money. And last year alone, they took over $8 billion. Yeah. $8 billion. That's ridiculous. So we're going to just go over, you know, some of these really common scams and how to recognize them. Sure. And just, you know, just have that like stop where you're like, wait a minute, this is too good to be true. $50 an hour, 3 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, I will say I still get emails from a Nigerian prince. They're still there. So. They're out there. Some just never go away. But it is the time of the year with holidays coming up and things like that, that, they'll do a lot of, some new ones are going to be showing. Some will be recycled. It's just, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Absolutely. And again, you know, tying it back to your local community, you know, if you don't know who's contacting you, so just, if it's out of the blue, just have that check. On the 17th of November, we are having a holiday card crafting event. So stop on out, and we will be putting together some holiday cards. And you'll walk out of there with 10 cards that you can mail to family and friends for the holidays. Good. And what else? We're rolling out a new service on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. I'll be available for one-on-one, just drop-in support services. Yeah. So if you need help, you know, just navigating all the layers of bureaucracy from, you know, federal, state, local, you know, even, it doesn't even have to be a government agency. Yeah. Just if you need help navigating the online environment, you know, sometimes that moral support, let alone, you know, just actual technical experience, it can be helpful to have somebody else help you with that.
All right. Busy.
All right.
So who's going to tell me about the Friends of the Library?
Yeah, I can take that one. Okay. So we actually have two different things going on at the library this month that the Friends of the Library are doing to raise money for the library. And that money raised goes towards programming and, you know, different things that we provide at the library. Snacks, too. Sure. So November 1st, which is a Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, they are doing a fundraiser at 5 p.m. That is a ticketed event. And we do encourage you to purchase those tickets in advance. It's very inexpensive, though. $10 for an individual, $25 for a family. So that's like two parents, two kids, or however many children you have. We do have somebody coming in from Cultural in Des Moines. So you'll be learning about the traditions and history of this holiday, as well as it does start with a tour through the cemetery. You don't have to participate in that part of it, but it does start there. And then it will... be back at the library at 5:30 for the rest of the event.
Okay.
So there'll be crafts, learning about the culture. There'll be food as well. So just a fun evening, learning about the cultural traditions for this holiday.
It is a big day.
It is.
A celebration.
It is. Yes, absolutely. So so we're excited for that fundraiser. So we hope you can come on out. And then the Friends are also doing their annual fall book sale.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be on Friday is the first day. Friday, November 14th. And then also continuing on Saturday, November 15th. So 2 days, come on out. And then they're actually doing it on Monday as well, the 17th. So 3 days. Opportunity to come on out, grab some great books and items, and the money goes to the library. So, and that is a free will donation. So,
a lot of ways to follow along with even with what the Friends are doing. If you go to obviously the library's website, a lot of things there, the calendar and everything else there.
Yep.
Plus a bunch of other things too.
Yeah, and the Friends,
like the newspapers and
absolutely.
Stuff. You can access those too. And then the other one, Facebook, and get yourself signed up for the text messages too. You always get reminders about what's happening. I do always get reminders.
That's good. Reminders are good. We all have so much going on in our lives, we need those reminders. So
we get those. But follow along on Facebook too.
Yeah.
And as always, if you're not, you can always stop in and get a library card.
Absolutely. It is free.
And if we get through the old ones, pretty soon you're going to see new ones.
Yes. I will say every week we have new people coming in signing up for library cards. There is not a week that goes by that we don't, which is fabulous.
You know, so when Jamie was taking those pictures for the library card, I had the old one.
Oh, did you?
So I still have an old car.
There you go.
Car.
Yeah.
It still works.
Absolutely, it does. Yep. Right. As long as you keep renewing it, it'll keep working.
As always, again, the days that are going to be closed coming up in November will be the 11th. And then again, Thanksgiving and Friday after Thanksgiving, but open on Saturday the 29th.
We are back open regular hours.
Right. Yeah. Look forward to all the things going on. And Tammy, welcome, and look forward to seeing some of the programs you're planning and some of the things you're going to start to add into all the things that are available at the Erickson Public Library.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.